This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go into overdrive for one segment to try to take some of the people who've been waiting to talk. Let's go right away to Wild in Wisconsin. You want to talk about Planned Parenthood, it says. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Knight. I was wondering if there's any information on to where these tissue samples are going outside of the scientific realm.
I don't know. I know that STEM Express was involved in that. That's part of the injunction that they got to try to stop this. STEM Express said we don't want to see our employees in this, and I don't really know what the legal argument from that judge was. I don't see why there would be any reason to censor that. But, of course, that's the other part of the question, isn't it? And that is, it's not just the people who are supplying this, but what is drawing this in? What are the uses that this is being put to? What do you think? Do you have any ideas on that?
I think the ideas are pretty nefarious, as it seems that it's already designed to be a illegal business, and any businesses that are illegal or done in the shadows are done for a reason. I've also been curious on if it's been done since the foundation of that organization. We're talking about metric tons, aren't we?
I don't know what the quantity is, but I'm sure it's a lot. It's a lot of money. I certainly know that. And I know that even if it's something that is done for the good of humanity, and we hear that argument all the time, that was the argument that Josef Mengele and others made when they were operating and doing horrific things to people in German concentration camps, things that people were having done to them in Japanese concentration camps, prisoners of war. We don't authorize experimentation on humans. We don't take human life under the argument that we can make life better for other people. We also don't take informed consent if we're going to have any kind of ethics. But, of course, we see bills all across the United States taking away our informed consent, saying that we must be forced to have vaccines under this idea of herd immunity, and we've talked about that many times. But that's where we are today, an absolute contempt for informed consent, a contempt for the dignity and the life of humans, and that's fundamentally the aspect. There isn't anything, I agree with you, Wild, there isn't anything that we could use this for that would justify this. I don't see any justification whatsoever for it. Real quickly, I want to move on to some others who have been waiting. Kevin in Florida. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, David. I just wanted to get your take on the Canada situation. I know earlier you discussed about not trying to put all your eggs in one candidate's basket. However, I believe that we're going to be seriously, seriously in trouble if Rand Paul doesn't get in, because my view is he's the only candidate who's going to try and get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the IRS, and all sorts of other things, take back our rights, allow us to have guns, get the government out of everything that we do.
Well, I agree with you. I think Rand Paul is talking about a lot of issues that the other candidates have avoided for a very long time, just like his father talked about the Federal Reserve, something nobody else would talk about. His candidacy, even though we saw from the Ron Paul candidacy the massive corruption in the election system, especially in the primary system of the GOP, even though we saw that, his candidacy was very important because it educated so many people about the private Federal Reserve. And nobody is talking about civil liberties. Nobody's talking about the surveillance state except for Rand Paul. There's not any other Republican that doesn't support a massive interventionist policy. And yet we see things like Politico where they're saying, well, what happened to Rand Paul? His campaign is spiraling down. It hasn't even started yet. We're going to have the first dog and pony show tonight for all of this stuff. But if you want to look at polls, if you want to look at the horse race stuff, look at what they have at Real Clear Politics. That's a cross-section of a lot of different polls. If you want to play the polling game, the horse race game, Rand Paul does better than any other Republican against Hillary Clinton. That's a fact. There's not anybody else that does that if you average those polls together. And if you want to not play the game of selectively looking at data, then do that. But I think it's far too soon to start looking at the horse race aspect. We need to focus on the issues. And we need people like Rand Paul who are going to talk about issues that nobody else is talking about. Thanks for joining us. Join us again tomorrow at 11 Central for the Alex Jones Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be co-hosting today with David Knight, who is in Austin, Texas. I have met the Pantheon, built in 126 A.D., or basically 1,800-plus years ago. This is the only Roman original structure that wasn't destroyed. That's because in 410, about 200-plus years after this was built, close to 300, when the Germans took over, the German barbarians, their leader Alaric, marched in through those doors. I'm going to take you in there in a moment. With a live feed, if you're watching on TV, I'll describe it for radio listeners. And he thought this must be the house of the gods. They burned and destroyed everything else, all the fantastical stuff here. So imagine the city's on fire, women are all being raped, the men are being killed. Major parallels to what's happening in the United States. We come to you live, broadcasting worldwide. And I just went in and taped a whole special report that's going to air tomorrow. I did a whole tour. It's 10 minutes long. We're going to add some images to it. That'll be on the radio/TV show tomorrow, tying into all the historical parallels. We're going to be going to the Vatican. It's openly calling for world government now with the new pope. We're going to be talking to people on the street, so much more. Rob Dew's here with us. He's off doing some shoots right now. I've got Buckley Hammond, my cousin, running camera for us. But I wanted to go over the news that's currently at Infowars.com as we sit here at this historic site in the middle of Rome here in Italy. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see a chilling article from Reuters. And it's like they're talking about the price of a new F-150, or it's like they're talking about, you know, the weather. It's just real nonchalant. Oh, Obama has announced that we're going to start bombing Syria with the U.S. Air Force and NATO anytime Syria fights the rebels. Well, the Pentagon admits 90%+ of the rebels are al-Qaeda, are ISIS. And it was 2.5 years ago that our own military said, we will not fight for al-Qaeda. And they put out the thousands of tweets with officers holding up signs, covering their faces, saying, I don't want to be in the Air Force for al-Qaeda. I didn't stop to be part of a Syrian civil war. Syria has done nothing to us. We just destroyed 5 years ago Libya. Now they admit it's a failed state, worse than ever, a base for al-Qaeda and ISIS. And now they're saying that, just like, it's no big deal, no big fanfare this time, no building a case, no making up chemical weapons attacks like they got caught doing before that the al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian rebels launched. No, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're told that it's just, oh, if Syria fights the rebels, we're going to bomb them. This is incredible. Supposedly it starts next week. So they won't bomb ISIS, taking over Iraq, taking over Libya, taking over areas of Africa, attacking the West, attacking France. Obama said missiles and bombs are not the answer for them because that's their Saudi Arabian proxy army. But it is the answer if Syria fights back against these people. They've killed over 300,000 Syrians the last 5 years. They've blown up almost every church in the country. They are murdering the non-radical Muslims. This is a serious war crime by the evil people that run our government. The people that run our government harvest babies' organs, keep the babies alive to harvest the organs. That's all coming out. We have corrupt federal judges, in my view, that come out and say there's a gag order on this. It's a state secret. Well, the truth's already out. And so it just shows we have pure, unmitigated, unadulterated evil. How long did I tell you that they sell baby parts? That's really what it's all about. It's been out there for a long time. Now these videos are coming out. So no matter what the globalists try, this is coming out. Let's go walk around a little bit here. We have all these cultures, all these histories. And humans repeat themselves over and over again throughout history. We only live on average 75 years. We act the same. We behave the same. The same type of con artists over and over again are able to take over, and then we start this cycle again of rebirth, getting rid of them. Well, the technocrats this time believe that they're going to be able to successfully, you don't need to show me, Buckley, you can show folks incredible size, thanks. The technocrats think they're going to outsmart human instinct this time that always overturns the tyrant. This is the type of insanity we're talking about. And there are so many other countless articles that are completely over the top at Infowars.com. And it's all done by design to basically break our will and to condition us to accept anything and everything. And Rome tried to put the public on welfare, ended up making the Romans so weak, they finally fell to outsiders. In fact, Rome, starting in the time of Julius Caesar, 50-something B.C., began to bring people in to the country to be voting blocks who would then outvote the Roman citizens. They began to make foreigners basically citizens.
Good boy. How you doing?
Good, man. We got this guy dressed up in a Roman outfit here, pretending like he was stabbing Buckley. So here we go into the Pantheon as I give you this breakdown. We have a detailed breakdown coming up tomorrow. It's just so wild to see world government openly being announced, and then to hear the media saying it doesn't exist, hear the media saying it doesn't matter, and that everybody should just basically accept it. But the good news is people are waking up. The problem is that we've got an awake population. We run into so many Romans that are awake here in Italy, but then they ask, what do we do? Well, you wake others up, you stop complying with the system, you vote with your euros, you vote with your dollars. Now, we're crossing the threshold of the Pantheon right now, if you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. And when Alaric, the leader of the hordes out of Germania, the Visigoth chieftain, marched in here. This is the only building they didn't ransack or burn because they thought this must be the temple of the gods. Now it's a church. But then it was also a Christian church. Previously, it had been a pagan temple. And if you look up, this is what so many modern domes are based on. Has the big hole in the ceiling. Just simply amazing. So this is what InfoWars.com is all about. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So we're here trying to get people to think about what's happening, trying to get people to understand. I mean, this is the very floor that was here in 126 A.D. after the death of Christ. This is the original floor in here with the red marble on the white, with the gold marble on the red. Simply incredible. Now, look, there's so many other articles at InfoWars.com. We've got a special report coming up. We were just in Spain, and we went to Valencia because we knew that there was a beautiful art city. We went to Valencia because we knew that they had a bizarre science museum with beautiful architecture that's dedicated to eugenics. And whenever we got there, Rob New has the report that's coming up. He's trying to upload it right now from the hotel. Hopefully be ready today, if not tomorrow. And it was based on eugenics and was very proud of it. You see, Spain's the only country that was fascist in World War II that didn't get in trouble for it. They claim they were neutral during the war, but actually Edward VIII, the Nazi king of England, was able to escape out of Germany into Spain. Franco was a fascist on record, and so they were the only fascist country not to fall, and they basically have continued so much of what they're doing to this day. And the reason we focus on eugenics is that's the real religion of the elite. But they're not just trying to, quote, get rid of the infirm and the problem people like they claim. And that wouldn't be good either. It's always is a hurting innocent people. It's just you can't pick and choose life like that. They're really targeting the informed. They're really targeting people that they call bad sons or folks that would be rivals to what they're doing. So it's an attack on intellect. It's an attack on civilization. Some of the stuff in here predates the Christian takeover. And up here you can see the big fascist eagle, so much of what modern Washington D.C. And logos, symbolism is based on, and it's holding a bundle of sticks in its feet in all the countries that it's been able to conquer and on the broadcast. But the good news is we're not bragging when we say this. We have been basically stopped every couple minutes by listeners from all over the world, Germany, France, England, right here in Italy, right here in Rome. And so it's very, very exciting to see all of this happening, to see people aware of what's going on. And that's why we built the InfoWars operation, now with our reporters and more reporters, hopefully, we're going to be able to hire, so we can always have someone, whether it's in Japan or Russia or Africa or in independent countries, documenting what's happening and really showing people context. This is all unedited live, no teleprompter. Nobody else does this in the media. Nobody does this in talk radio. This is what it's really all about, showing we've got the intel, showing we've got the data. We're going to go to break in a moment, and I'm going to throw it to David Knight. Again, I'll be co-hosting more with live shows throughout this week, and then I'll be back, Lord willing, next Sunday for the syndicated transmission. But this is what it's all about. This is what we're trying to do. And this is what you have helped build, is one of the only true independent media operations that's pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-Renaissance, and is aware of what's happening and what's going on. So InfoWars.com will continue to report. I want to just say the crew's been doing a great job this week, as always. David Knight doing an amazing job. It's so fulfilling to be on a train or getting on a plane to be able to listen to the free iPhone app. That's so fulfilling to have police nod, say InfoWars, and to have customs know who we are, here in Italy, and to say that they're listeners. It is so truly invigorating and exciting to see this. But there is a lot of bad happening as well. We're here exposing it. But that's why they want to shut down the independent media, because we can expose Planned Parenthood. We can have these victories. We can expose Monsanto. They don't like it. We can break the left-right paradigm. I'm going to throw this back to David Knight. More special reports coming. It's going to be jam-packed. as we're here in Rome reporting on the globalist takeover. We're going to the Vatican next. We're going to expose that incredible situation with the Pope calling for world government and carbon taxes. Man on the Street, it's all coming up. Alex Jones throwing it back to David Knight and the Infowars.com News Center in Austin, Texas.
And again, that's Alex Jones in Rome. And when we come back, we're going to look at not only Obama bombing Syria, literally, but he is going to bomb our economy metaphorically using the EPA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight in Austin. And joining us again from Rome is Alex Jones. Go ahead, Alex.
David, I'm going to get out of here and let you get to all the important news. I just wanted to point out that for as negative as the globalists are, human achievement, human development is limitless and amazing because we're made in the image of God. We hadn't eaten in about 5-6 hours, a little cafe where we just got some pizza here together. Buckley Hammond and his wife over here, my good friend. Should we say your name there? All right. There's Miranda Hammond. And she's on the trip with us, doing a great job. And we're just here at the Pantheon. We've been out shooting reports all day long. And this is something humans built almost 2,000 years ago that they can't even reconstruct as good today. And look at the pyramids, and just look at mathematics, and look at science. We're a very special species. And the globalists are basically threatened by us. That's why they're demonizing us all day long. So when we talk about the bad stuff in the world, it's not that we're being negative. We're defending the good from the bad. I mean, look at this great culture of Italy being taken over by the globalists right now, being looted like they've done Greece with all their tax increases. Look at how we still have things so good and this overabundance because our forebears weren't lamps that stood up for freedom, just like in the United States. So that's what it comes down to. And I'm very thankful and humble to the listeners for their support and what we're all able to do to really shift people out of the trance they're in and just look at the wider world that is around everyone. So from myself to the larger viewing audience and listening audience out there, this is history that is taking place right now. And we can turn the tide against what's happening. That's the news I want to break down. But we have to value humanity again. We have to value freedom again. We have to value family again. We have to realize how outrageous it is. There's an attack on the institution of men and women loving each other and being together, and the state and the media trying to get people fighting with each other and to get in the middle of that. I mean, how sick is this? How sick is it that one of our main exports is baby parts now? How sick is it that we put up with all this garbage? Wake up out of the trance, break the paradigm, come together, humanity, realize that we do have amazing potential, and the globalists fear that. All right, David, a ton of reports coming up. Fabulous job. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. And as Alex mentioned, he's in Rome. They're going to be going to the Vatican. And, of course, very shortly, the Pope is going to be coming to America. He's going to be selling an agenda. And we see part of this agenda and the effect of this and some regulations that came out yesterday. You know, Alex mentioned that Obama is stepping up the war in Syria, stepping up the bombing there. At the same time, saying it's a humanitarian mission, but they give their Saudi proxies free rein to bomb massive numbers of civilians in Yemen. Nevertheless, they're going to step up the bombing. We're going to report on that and some of the other things that are happening there. Of course, that's been going on for a while. There's also reports of British soldiers who are there, SAS soldiers in Syria, dressed as ISIS. We're going to talk about that. But Obama is also bombing the U.S. economy, metaphorically, using the EPA. Just yesterday, we found that Obama has proposed, and I'm not sure if this is just a proposal or if it will be an imposal, an imposition of these EPA regulations. That's going to, we're going to have to see exactly how that works. Of course, there'll have to be some court fights. We'll actually have to have someone in Congress to fight this. I don't know if there's any will for that or not. Obama is proposing new regulations that are far more stringent than they were in the past. This is an article on Infowars.com. Obama's climate fascism is another nail in the coffin for the U.S. economy. Is he really trying to kill the economy on purpose? Well, yes, he is. Quite frankly, cheap energy is the basis not only for our living standard, it's the basis for our life expectancy. He's trying to kill not only our lifestyle, he's trying to kill us. Understand, when the Pope takes on this climate change agenda, when he starts promoting this and ignoring what is going on with Planned Parenthood, have you heard anything from the Pope about this? No, you haven't. Did you hear anything about the massive sea change in marriage, the regulations here? No. These are two things that have been the bedrock of Catholicism, the family, life, standing in opposition to abortion, totally silent on these issues. Yet he's pushing global governance on the basis of man-made climate change, along with Prince Charles, along with Obama. He's joining in with scientists like Schellenhuber, who he appointed to the Vatican Scientific Advisory Council, someone who has promoted massive depopulation. And one way that you can achieve massive depopulation is with expensive, unaffordable energy. It destroys our lifestyle. It destroys our lives. It destroys our economy. We're going to take a look at these regulations when we come back. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Syria. And we're going to take a look at the horse race aspect. They're off. And tonight, we have the first debate. It's not Thursday, but it's tonight in New Hampshire. We're going to tell you about that when we come back as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. Alex Jones just joined us live from Rome in the previous segment, so we're going to have some special reports from him coming up, especially some reports from Spain, because there's not much that they could say about Spain while they were in Spain. Isn't that interesting? America's getting like that, too, as I pointed out. But he will be joining us with some special reports later in the program. I wanted to point out that, you know, we've had free shipping through the month of July. We really didn't push that until the last week or so. We put it up there. It was on the website. We really didn't tell people that much about the free shipping. That ended on Friday, but Alex called this weekend, decided to extend the free shipping one more week this week. Some people are on vacation. We wanted to do this as a thank you to people that did not know about the free shipping. So you can still get throughout this week free shipping on everything that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, all of our products there. One of the products that's in stock, frequently is out of stock, is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. If you go to our site there, InfoWarsLife.com, you can see there's over 400 reviews. Over 99% of those are positive. They would recommend it to a friend or family member. Here's a couple of those reviews. We got one from Faded Holy Soldier in Katy, Texas. It says, within a week of taking Nascent Iodine, my moods were better. I had more energy in the morning. It made me feel more upbeat, happier in the morning. This is the real deal iodine. I love products from InfoWars. Thank you, Alex. You have no idea how much you changed my life for the better. God bless you, brother. Another one from Joseph Jenkins in Dallas, Texas. He says, honestly, I've never felt this good and clean inside out. I have tried dozens of other products, but these from InfoWars are dead on and produce dramatic results in good ways. God bless and keep your head down, Info Soldiers. So that's one of the things that we do to support our operation. We could do commercials. We could ask for donations. What Alex has done, and I think it's a good thing, is to offer high-quality products that will help you to take control of your life, to take control of your health. You can find those at InfoWarsLife.com. And through this week, we have extended free shipping on everything in the store. Now, going back to the articles that we were talking about the break, teasing what was coming up, of course, Obama is extending and increasing the war in Syria, is also extending and increasing the war against our economy here in the U.S. We have new regulations that are being proposed by the Obama administration, by the EPA. On Sunday, we learned that Obama is imposing a nationwide 32% carbon dioxide emission reduction from 2005 levels by the year 2030. When it was first proposed last year, Obama's plan called for a 30% reduction. He's up that now to 35. Why not? You know, it's good to be the king. You can just make these arbitrary reductions. We need to have a discussion as to whether or not this is real. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Is this a real threat or is this an agenda by some globalist factions for global governance, for a global tax, to have a planetary council, as the Vatican's scientific advisor has said, Schellenhuber. This is what we see coming, but let's talk about these regulations that are before us right now. They say the final version is even more dramatic. It's gone up from 30%. They say the Obama administration admits this is going to cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars a year, and that electricity rates for many Americans are going to rise substantially. Again, there was an article yesterday from the AP saying Obama to order steeper cuts for power plants. Power prices will undoubtedly rise as POTUS shuts down power plants. Understand, this is going to dramatically affect the economy in many ways. It's not just the price of electricity. It's going to have a multiplying effect. It's like a VAT tax. Everybody that uses energy in any way, shape, or form is going to be affected by that, and that's everybody. And it's a cumulative effect. It goes into the products, not just the air conditioning that you use. This is a way to take down our economy, to create an economic crisis, because it always serves a government that wants to expand its reach. One person who's furious about this, and this came out last week, we had this on InfoWars, a furious CEO of a coal company lets it all out. He says, Obama is the nation's great destroyer. Yes, this is about destroying our economy. This is about lowering our life expectancy, quite frankly, not just our lifestyle. Murray Energy CEO Robert Murray spoke to Republicans at a dinner. He said, Mr. Obama's actions are a human issue to me, as I know the names of many of the Americans whose jobs and family livelihoods are being destroyed. He said, these Americans are my employees, or at least they were his employees. Murray laid off 21% of his company back in May. The majority of the cuts came in West Virginia, which is staring down a $195 million budget gap thanks to the slide in coal prices. You remember Obama had said when he was running for office that he was going to destroy the coal industry. This isn't somebody's projecting what his motivations are. He clearly stated that he was going to destroy the coal industry. Why? Well, it's not because it's dirty. We've got old power plants But they don't want any coal power plants. They want to destroy all of them because they are obsessed on CO2. We'll get to that in a moment. But he went on to say, Obama administration has issued regulations that illegally bypass the states and their utility commissions and the U.S. Congress and the Constitution. Do you understand this? Do you understand how important this is? This is like the war on drugs in the sense that we are completely destroying our legal structure, our rule of law for these different agendas. We can talk about the agendas. We can talk about carbon dioxide, and we can talk about whether there is man-made global warming. We can talk about how we should stop drug use. What's the most effective way to approach people with that? I'm not supporting drug use. I am opposed to prohibition, and I am opposed to extra legal tactics that are being taken for this agenda as well as any other agenda for that matter. But again, he's bypassing the states, he's bypassing the state utility commissions, he's bypassing the Congress, he's bypassing the Constitution. We see this over and over again from the Obama administration. He's going to put the EPA in charge of the nation's electric grid. That's precisely what's going to happen here. He continued and he said, coal workers affected by Obama's policies are among the highest paid in the regions where they live. But they also have no one to sell their homes to when they lose their jobs. Thus, these people are prohibited from working, and they fall to the negative side of the economic ledger for the rest of their lives. You understand that. They can't sell their homes. They're the highest paid workers in the area. These are guys who work hard, who do dangerous work, and they're highly compensated. And Obama is going to shut this down because America has more coal than the Middle East has oil, and we can't have America being energy sufficient. We can't have Americans have cheap energy. No, we have to destroy America. He says these people are going to be prohibited from working the rest of their lives, fall to the negative economic side of the ledger. He says, this is not the America I have always cherished. I am obviously not going to give up, nor should you. We have law, science, economics, cold, hard energy facts, and the Constitution on our side. Let's talk about some of those facts that are on our side. This is something from Stephen Goddard, his blog at WordPress.com. Mind-blowing temperature fraud at NOAA. That's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The measured U.S. temperature data from the USHCN, that's a subdivision of NOAA, we'll talk about who they are in just one moment, shows that the U.S. is on a long-term cooling trend. But the reported temperatures from NOAA show a strong warming trend. What's up about this? Well, it's called data tampering. They corrupt the U.S. temperature trend by almost 2 degrees. And he shows the charts here on his blog. Now, there's a couple of different things that they're doing. They're tampering with the raw data. And you can see this one chart right here. If we're looking at this, this is how they have manipulated the final versus the raw data. So that's how they're plugging it right there. You can see that on the screen. That is increasing. And they say here, the biggest component of the fraud, however, is making up data. Almost half of all reported U.S. temperature data is now fake. They fill in the missing rural data with urban data to create the appearance of non-existent U.S. warming. Now, the next chart that we have here is the percentage of USHCN final data, which is fake, 50%. What's going on? Why does he say this data is fake? Let's talk about who USHCN is. That is the United States Historical Climatology Network, a high-quality data set, they say, this is their self-description, a high-quality data set of daily and monthly records of basic meteorological variables from 1,218 observation stations across the 48 contiguous United States. Daily data include observations of maximum and minimum temperature, precipitation amounts, snowfall amounts, snow depth, all the sorts of things you would expect for weather. Now, this is, they say, while some of the National Weather Service's first-order stations are, they say, many of these are located in rural locations, while some are often located in an urbanized environment. And that's what he's talking about. When their data doesn't fit the conclusion that they want, they skew it to the urbanized data. Now, let me ask you, where do you think you're going to get higher temperatures? In the rural areas where there's trees or on a thermometer set up on an airport runway, or on a thermometer in the middle of an urban area? I can tell you from experience, when we lived in North Carolina, We lived probably about 20, 30 miles outside of Raleigh in a community called Pittsboro. Raleigh is not a big city, but it does have a lot of roads. It does have concrete and that sort of thing. But we would consistently see, as we watched the temperature on our car's thermometer, we would consistently see about a 3 to 4 degree temperature differential when we left from Raleigh and went into the area where we lived that was heavily forested. You can get radical changes in temperature if you skew your data by looking at urbanized weather stations and ignoring the rural weather stations. That's why many people have talked about look at the weather taken by satellite as a much better measure of what's going on here. And we know that the data is being rigged. We've seen this with climate change. You remember with ClimateGate, I should say. We've seen this with the ClimateGate scandals. There was the first scandal where there were 1,000 emails that came out. That originally happened in the UK, in East Anglia University. People wanted to look at the original information that they had. There were emails going back and forth saying that, well, this isn't matching our models. We have to manipulate the data to make it fit our models. So a lot of people were suspicious of that. Some people tried to bring that to light. They were shut down. They would not let people see that information. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that the way all of our governments in the West are now operating? Everything is secret. We're not allowed to see anything, especially the raw data that they're using to base these climate change predictions on. And so after much legal wrangling back and forth, 1,000 emails showed up mysteriously on a Russian server that were very incriminating. Well, they came back and they downplayed that, just like the White House is doing with these Planned Parenthood videos. But the emails were very explicit. I think they were very damning, very incriminating. But they ignored it. They continued with what they were doing at the Climate Center at East Anglia University. And then a few years later, there was a second climate gate. They released this time not 1,000, but 5,000 emails showing the same thing. Again, completely ignored by the mainstream press, just as we've seen with the Planned Parenthood videos or with other aspects of things that they do not want to expose because of their political agenda. We tried in the United States to get emails from the University of Virginia from Michael Mann, the guy who created the hockey stick. We tried to get those emails made public. Again, they were paid for by the public. They were paid for with research that was funded by the government at a public university. These were emails that were written while they were on the job. These were emails and data that were used for their conclusions that were then used for public policy, just like Obama's increasing carbon taxes on us. Well, they're not carbon taxes, but in a way it is an increase when you say you're going to force the reduction of emissions. But of course, we're not allowed to see those things, so they just merrily go along with this. The only thing I can say, the only hope that we have, apparently, is that these climate alarmists are telling us that Washington, D.C. is going to sink into the ocean. The sooner, the better. The only problem is, they say, it's going to take another 100 years for that to happen. So instead of the Rome on the Potomac, eventually we're going to have a Venice on the Potomac if they're correct, and they're not correct. This is simply a scheme to allow people like Al Gore to essentially set up indulgences for every time you use energy. This has been a scheme by the globalists for quite some time. They've manipulated our money with a fiat currency, and now that's not good enough. What they want to do is they want to go directly to manipulating the hardcore control by controlling our energy use. Let's take a look at what's going on in a physical war. There's an article up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security is idle on a 2008 EMP threat. They say government dysfunction is preventing us from protecting ourselves. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe the government just can't get its act together to come up and do something about a possible threat from EMP. And we've talked about what that would involve in many cases. Of course, it could be something like a Carrington event, which we have seen in the past, a massive solar flare that does an electromagnetic pulse that takes out the grid. There was, at the time, that they call it the Carrington effect, because when that happened in the 1800s, I think it was the 1800s anyway, when it happened, there was massive effect on that. It is a natural phenomenon, but it can also be something like an exploding nuclear bomb in the upper atmosphere, creating an electromagnetic pulse. It has the potential to take down the grid. If you take down the grid, people are going to die. There's going to be mass chaos if the grid goes down. We have a just-in-time delivery system. We have a very, very thin lines of supply in this country. Now, they say, according to experts, the minimum needed to protect American power grids from an EMP would involve no more than a few hundred substations that could be hardened for an estimated $100,000 per station. Only $100,000 for a few hundred stations. A paltry sum, absolutely. You're talking about tens of millions of dollars here. Compared to other technological costs borne by Homeland Security, by law enforcement, by military agencies, understand, our military budget is more than half of the entire federal budget. Our military budget is more than all of the rest of the world's military budget combined. So when you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, that's nothing. Why won't they do anything about it? Well, I'll tell you why I think. I don't think that they really care about defending us. They could do something very effective, very cheaply. I don't think they care. There isn't any reason for them to do it because there's not enough profit in it. Maybe because it's only tens of millions of dollars, they just can't get interested in the military-industrial complex because they deal in profits of many, many billions of dollars. That's all they're interested in. So first of all, they can't make enough money doing something about it. And second place, there's absolutely no spoils to be had because it isn't something they can use for war or use to control the population. But let's look at what's going on in Syria. And of course, years ago, we had Wesley Clark talking about how he had been told that they had a list of countries that they were going to go into. And of course, Syria was one of those on the list. They say U.S. jets, this is the story at Infowars.com, U.S. jets to begin striking Syrian forces if they target pro-U.S. rebels. Actually, this has been going on for quite some time. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this has been going on for a long time. We're also going to talk about special forces disguising themselves as ISIS fighters in Syria. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. In the last segment, we were talking about the U.S. is going to begin stepping up Syrian airstrikes. They say if they're going to be fighting pro-U.S. rebels. We're going to talk about what's behind that. We're going to talk about the fact that the U.S. has been involved in massive airstrikes on ISIS targets for quite some time. Not very effective militarily, but very effective in terms of collateral damage that's gone on there, just like the Saudi bombing campaign in Yemen. So we're going to get back to that in just one moment. Real briefly, we have extended free shipping for one more week. We have a lot of people we know that are on vacation during the summer. As a thank you to our supporters, to our listeners, we've extended free shipping on all the products at InfoWarsLife.com for one more week. We also have a special on Silver Bullet. You can buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. So right now, while it's in stock, is a good time to stock up on that, as well as things like nascent iodine that are good for your preparedness cupboard. And this is a good time to do it, especially with free shipping and while they are in stock. Again, 50% off Silver Bullet. Buy two, get two free. That's our 30 parts per million colloidal silver. A good time to stock up. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to this article, they say U.S. jets are going to begin striking Syrian forces if they target pro-U.S. rebels. This is from Reuters. This is from today. They say the U.S. has decided to allow airstrikes to defend Syrian rebels trained by the U.S. military from any attackers, even if the enemies hail from forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, the U.S. officials said on Sunday. Even if they're Syrian officials. Give me a break. The whole point of this, for years, they have been targeting, trying to start a war with Assad. We saw this in 2013. They were doing the phony nerve gas stuff that we exposed. Many people exposed it. They backed down with that. They were going to do an outright invasion. You had McCain going over meeting with these Al-Qaeda people, with these ISIS leaders. They created ISIS there in Syria, and now ISIS has spilled over into Iraq. They have been doing everything they can to take down Syria, to foment a rebellion there, to engage a war. And because they couldn't get a war declared, now they're saying, well, we're going to go to the defense of pro-U.S. rebels. These would be the ISIS fighters. To underscore this, there is a report from RT about special forces from the UK disguised as ISIS fighters who are already operating in Syria. They say special forces from Britain's most shadowy military unit are dressing as Islamic State militants, traveling deep in the badlands of Syria to track and destroy enemy assets, according to military sources. Why not dress like them? We equip them, we fund them, we train them, we're going to provide air support for them. Remember when we had this debate a couple of years ago when they had this phony sarin gas attack? And we had multiple people in Congress, Rand Paul, others. We had the guy Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich, Democrat, talking about how we don't want to be Al Qaeda's air force. Well, now we're going to be Al Qaeda's air force. If they target pro-U.S. rebels, who do you think the pro-U.S. rebels are there? It's the ISIS Al Qaeda people that John McCain was meeting with. They say it's reported that up to two SAS squadrons of men, about 120 personnel, are operating inside the borders of Syria as part of Operation Shader. So are we providing air support for these covert Western forces who are dressed as ISIS rebels? Are we providing air support for the ISIS rebels themselves, for Al-Qaeda? It doesn't matter, does it? We just want a war. We want more war. think about that when we come up to this presidential election. Think about, if you're a Democrat, how you were pwned by Obama. You thought you were voting for somebody that was going to reduce the wars, that was going to shut down Gitmo. Think again. And Republicans need to think hard about what...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.